Hello, hello, Libra. This is Adrienne Ovi, Capricorn Tigress of Astrology, a look inside, and I'm coming to you with your astrological reading for the sign of Libra. Hello, Libra. This is for November of 2019, and just coming to you with the information on that. So let's see what we've got there for you, Libra. Well, as of today, the new moon is in Scorpio, and that's in your solar second house. And, you know, with the sun there and Mercury and Venus there, there's a lot going on in Scorpio right now. There, a lot of these things are going to be starting to move into Sag, but I think it's really interesting what you do have going on in the second house, because the second house rules money. So, that's your money. There's a lot going on in that area. And also, Libra, Mars is still in Libra, and it will be there until the 20th of November, I believe it is. So you guys have had a lot of energy lately on Libras. You might have been feeling a little aggressive, maybe. I mean, Mars is in your first house. You might have found that either you've been aggressive or people have been extra aggressive to you. And so some of you guys might be ready to get rid of this Mars, because Mars is the opposite of Aries anyway. Mars belongs to Aries. That's what I was trying to say. It's the opposite of Libra. And so it feels foreign, actually, to be in Libra and opposing its own house of Aries in your chart. And there's Chiron, which is in Aries right now, which is in your seventh house. So there could be some hidden pain, some secret, some sadness going on in your partnerships. Something that is making you sad or has made you sad. Something that you have to heal and get over whatever pain or tears that it brings you. And hopefully you're taking this time to get over that. Mars in the first house can make you a little aggressive. It can make you might be seeking solace through sexual activities instead of, with your heart. But hopefully you'll be able to heal whatever that pain or wound is that's being activated by having Chiron in Aries in your solar seventh house. On top of that, Uranus is retrograde in Taurus. And that's in your solar eighth house. So that's like your partnerships, money, and also it could be like just the ability to communicate on a deeply intimate level with your partner in particular, but other people. And the ability to share and the ability to trust others. All of that is really being highlighted with the new moon in your second house, and then the full moon in the eighth house in Taurus as of the 12th. And what's the issue with that is that Taurus normally belongs, naturally to the second house, and Scorpio naturally belongs in the eighth house, so they're flip-flop. They're, it's got to feel very uncomfortable. And I'm thinking with the natural ambivalence of Libra anyway, who is just always ambivalent about everything, you might feel that, inability to make a firm decision, especially when it comes to things like money and what you own and what you possess. And you might feel like you get money in and then it goes right back out again. Like that kind of situation might be happening. And so that's very irritating. Also, like I said, that issue between Mars in your first and Chiron in the seventh, it almost makes me feel almost like I need to warn you about being a bully to your partner. I mean, I'm not saying that you would normally do such a thing, but Mars might make you a little bit naturally more assertive and a lot naturally more aggressive. And with Chiron retrograding in your seventh, I just think your partner is like a wounded animal, like anything you say to him is going to be like, don't hurt your little partner. I mean, I know you're extra aggressive right now, but just smooth it over. Your partner's all crying. That's what I see. I'm sorry. They're all sad. Now, hopefully you'll be able to heal that. And I do hope you do get to heal that. I really do. Now, one of the other things that I'm seeing is that Venus is after, I think it's the 18th, Venus moves into, let me see, what day was that? Was that the 18th? Because it enters Capricorn on the 25th. So I think it's already there. Venus. Oh, Venus went into Scorpio on the 8th. But when did it get in? Oh, on the 2nd. I was trying to figure out. November 2nd, Venus goes into Sag, okay? November 2nd. And when it goes into Sag, it's going to be in your third house along with that Jupiter. And I think that's going to be very good for communication for Libra. I think you're going to be able to communicate what you're thinking, what you're feeling. You're going to be able to speak with people. You might find that you have more pleasant conversations. I can see group chats, family communication, family get-togethers even, going out, driving, and doing things with your family. All of that really is kind of indicated, and not so much to family, but like aunts, uncles, nieces, cousins, nephews, that kind of thing. Also neighbors and people, cousins, all the people around you. It just is positive. So if you get an opportunity to do stuff like that, definitely do it. As far as the actual family, though, let's not forget that Saturn and Pluto and the North Node are all in Capricorn, or excuse me, South Node, are all in Capricorn in your fourth house. And that's very low down in your chart. It's, you know, it's the low point. And it's Saturn's heavy. So things might feel a little heavy in your home. And Pluto's there, too. You might feel like someone in your home is being a dictator. Whether that's you or your partner, I don't know, but you might be feeling that, okay? Somebody's doing a dictator thing. So you need to be careful of that. Because that could be, that could cause problems. And that could be why the partner house has got, you know, just saying. Just be careful. Now the North Node is up in your 10th house, Libra. So I would say, as far as career goes, I would go for the career, because, I mean, it's the North Node tells you what you're supposed to be working on. So you're supposed to be working on being more compassionate and nurturing and caring in your career. I don't know what you do for career, Libra, but I hope it's something where you get to help people, because you've got Pisces and on the, you know, in the sixth house, and Neptune is retrograde there. And then you got the North Node in the 10th house in Cancer. These are both water signs. And in my opinion, Pisces, Neptune is altruistic and very caring and spiritual, you know, giving, accepting. And the North Node in Cancer is very nurturing and loving and giving. So I'm thinking, you know, if you're doing something where you can help or heal others, definitely take the time to do that right now. With Chiron in the 7th, I see you, you know, hopefully helping other people, especially your partner, be heal and get away from that. Get him out the doghouse, okay? Get him out the doghouse. Okay, Libra, well, this has been my take on the month of November for you guys. I will come back most likely in mid-November and do an update for Libras. And I thank you guys so much for taking the time to like and share my videos. And definitely take a moment to subscribe to the channel, and be sure to hit the little bell so you get the notifications whenever I'm uploading new videos. Libra, looks like I've run out of time here. And yes, I did use an egg timer to make sure I didn't run over, because I tend to do that. So you Libras, it has been my pleasure doing this reading for you tonight. Also, like I said, be sure to like, share, and subscribe, and all the information about how you can find us, you know, our social media and all that stuff down below, like where you can join our group and find astrology at lookinside.com and all those other exciting things. Very much love and light to you, Libra. Namaste.
Thank you.